This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A report finds that the girl who fell to her death on a ride at Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park over Labor Day weekend was not wearing any restraints. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
Investigators say 6-year-old Wangel Estefanos was sitting on top of the 2 seat belts meant to hold her in on the haunted mine drop. Workers failed to notice and started the ride despite an emergency alert light, and Estefanos fell 110 feet. The state says that employees did not have adequate training. The park could face fines from the state, and the ride remains closed for now. The state report says another rider contacted the amusement park about issues with seat belts on the same ride in 2019. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Complaints by state employees who say they were forced to falsify pollution data are unsubstantiated. That's according to an independent investigation released Friday. But investigators did find the state's Health and Environment Department has confusing and conflicting standards for modeling minor sources of air pollution. It also found that the state's top air regulator violated department policy by not reporting a potential conflict of interest with a gold mine near Cripple Creek. And Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has introduced articles of impeachment against President Joe Biden and Vice President Harris over the administration's Afghanistan pullout. But Republicans are the minority in Congress, and it's unlikely this effort will get much traction. This is CPR News.